Hi, I'm Valerie, a radio reader from Topeka, and I'm in the middle of reading Neither Wolf Nor Dog, On the Forgotten Roads by an Indian Elder, written by Kent Nerburn. This book is part of HPPR's Radio Readers Book Club with the theme Cultures in Common. I'm only on chapter 5, and there's so much to talk about in this book. But one thing that sticks out to me most recently is the author's newfound love and appreciation of the prairie. As a native Kansan, it warms my heart to hear the land described as something other than flat or flyover country. So to read phrases like the hypnotic power of the land and the billowing, waving prairie grasses were symphonic in their ebbs and swells makes me happy. I can picture the wide open spaces in my head. Nerburn goes even further when he says, the only sound would be the endless rushing of the wind. Now I can see and hear what he does. And it reminds me of some of my favorite places on earth. Nerburn admits that he's mostly grown up and lived in the woodlands and that he himself is surprised by the vastness of the prairie. But herein lies one of my major issues with the book, that Nerburn has inserted himself in it. I know, he explains why he does it, that it was at the request of Dan, the Lakota elder, and his kinsmen. But I feel like it really detracts and distracts from what the main person in the book is trying to say. For instance, Dan tells Nerburn, quote, your eyes are different. You are looking farther, end quote. This is an excellent teaching. But then Nerburn goes on to basically say, I didn't know what he was talking about. Or when they're out on the prairie and it is silent, so that all they hear is the wind, and Dan tells Nerburn that silence is more powerful than words, and that Indians aren't afraid of it. What does Nerburn do? But ask questions and destroys the silence. He can't stay quiet and enjoy the peaceful surroundings. Dan is very patient, however, and he explains that he was taught by the elders to watch, listen, and then act. But the Nerburn and his people, quote, have to fill the space with sound, end quote, because silence makes them nervous. He tells Nerburn how Indians use that nervousness to their advantage. What I want is for Nerburn to be silent both in that teaching and throughout the book. Am I the only one, or does anyone else think Nerburn is annoying? It's very akin to what I said about the Poisonwood Bible, that the focus on the missionaries and that of the African populations is an afterthought. In this case, the focus seems to be on the white male writer Nerburn instead of the Indian elder the book is supposed to be about. Oh well, I'll keep on reading and see if I change my mind. Let me know what you think. I'm Valerie, an HPPR radio reader from Topeka.
The High Plains Public Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air online community of readers exploring themes of common interest to those who live and work on the High Plains. The book club is made possible in part by generous gifts from Lon Fromm of Colby, Lynn Hughes of Cimarron, and Lynn Boitano, formerly of Garden City, Kansas.
Words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed.